WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has revealed he had indirect dealings with the former CIA operative Edward Snowden, who blew the whistle on the collection of data from US citizens. In an interview on Lateline last night, Mr. Assange said he believes Australian intelligence organisations are conducting similar covert surveillance. It's been nearly a year since Julian Assange took up residence in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, seeking political asylum. This report from Joe Jarvis.
Julian Assange published hundreds of classified documents released online by American soldier Bradley Manning. The soldier has pleaded guilty to the leaking of that material and is now on trial for aiding the enemy. With the trial underway, Mr. Assange reiterated his concerns. The US government wants to extradite him for his part in the matter. And he said he, Manning, and CIA whistleblower Edward Snowden are part of a triumvirate of whistleblowers who have challenged government's relationships with their citizens.
We've seen the Bradley Manning trial this week, the intent and focus of the United States government to go after this organisation. And that they're aware that this organisation and people like it and our values are forming a new body politic, and people like Edward Snowden are part of that phenomenon.
And so it was perhaps not surprising when Julian Assange revealed he'd had some contact with Snowden, the man responsible for one of the biggest leaks in US history.
We have had indirect communication with his people. I don't think it's appropriate at this time that I go into further details, but let's look at the case and let's look at what he's revealed.
Edward Snowden's revelations, according to Julian Assange, should alert Australians to questions about the surveillance methods in this country.
What he has revealed is what I have been speaking about for years. And we must ask the question, and the Australian government must answer the question, how many Australians have been intercepted? In the relationship between the Defence Signals Directorate and ASIO and US intelligence, has the Australian government been pulling that information about Australians? Has it been pulling that information about Americans? Is the Australian government still involved in this warrantless interception program? Are there collection points in Australia? Have Australian companies been part of this, having their information sucked out?
Julian Assange is planning to run for a Victorian Senate seat at the next election. In a preview of what voters might expect from him, he attacked the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister for what he says is failing to properly represent the interests of the Australian people.
We went toe-to-toe with the Pentagon. We've gone toe-to-toe with many other corrupt states. Canberra is a corrupt little mini-state. We all know that. There's a corruption of purpose. We elect people, we send them to Canberra to represent Australians, to the bureaucracy, to hold the bureaucracy to account, to represent Australian interests overseas. And yet we have people like Bob Carr and Julia Gillard representing mining industries, representing Macquarie Bank, representing their long-lost American pals. That is not acceptable.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Lateline last night. The report there by Joe Jarvis.